Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE Live and local, sunny and 77 degrees. It is time for the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. And our showcase brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
It's time to use your phone to tap and pay. Just add our ESFCU debit card to your mobile wallet. Soon you'll be enjoying a more convenient, faster, and safer way to pay at area merchants. To learn more, call or text us at 620-342-2336.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
KBOE Live and local, good morning, 826, and welcome to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, and we have a great show lined up for you today, as we'll be featuring five of USD 253's teachers who have been nominated by the district and ENEA for Kansas Teaching Awards. We've got the best of the best with us here this morning. Allison, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing good. Good to have you here today.
It's great to be here. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. How are things going in the, well, I'd say in the office, but you're here with us here today.
We are. Oh, I am. Yeah. We're here together.
Good deal.
Good to have you here in person, and we've got a lot of people to get to, so let's start off like we normally do with our Emporia Showcase by highlighting some hashtag Emporia Proud Moments, Allison.
Thank you. Emporia High School junior Emma Jung is one of 155 Kansas students selected as a National Merit Scholarship semifinalist. Emma qualified for the recognition based on tests she took last year. Less than 1% of students advance to semifinal status, so very proud of Emma. Again this year, we are excited to partner with you, KVOE, for the annual Drive for Food campaign. Several of our schools, we have students in our schools that will be collecting non-perishable food items. We are proud of the generosity of our community and look forward to the success of this event and hope to have a number of items for your team to pick up on October 20th.
We are happy that you're doing this with us. We couldn't do it without you.
We had a great drive last year and looking forward to another one this year.
Really excited. Also, a Spartan Stop will be receiving some of the food that we collect this year, too. We're excited about that, to do that again this year.
It's a great partnership. Yeah. Along those lines, the Student and Family Resources Office is collecting donations for the annual clothing drive. Please bring new or gently used clothing items to the Flint Hills Mall, which is the back entrance by the movie theater, beginning September 30th through October 28th. If you have any questions, please contact the Community Relations Office at 341-2200. And then we have got some construction updates for you.
All right.
Recently, we held a groundbreaking ceremony at Village Elementary, so that project is underway and currently already at 8% complete. Emporia Middle School is on a similar schedule. The groundbreaking ceremony for EMS is scheduled for next week on September 29th, and EMS is also 8% complete. Both Emporia High School and Logan Avenue are in the home stretch of construction and should be completed by late October, so that time is very quickly approaching. EHS is slightly ahead at 96% completed by Logan Avenue at 88% complete. And then at our board meeting last week, board members voted to adjust construction plans slightly at Timmerman Elementary and Riverside Elementary. The district will be adding two new classrooms and renovating two special education classrooms at each building. Our architects at HDK are preparing the design concepts, and we anticipate construction starting in May of 2023. We will also begin programming for William Allen White in February of 2023 or earlier. And finally, Walnut Elementary is completely finished, and we will be hosting an open house on Thursday, October 20th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The public is invited, and we would love for everyone to stop by and tour the building and see all of the wonderful changes.
That would be 100% complete, wouldn't it?
And that has been a very long-awaited 100%. Yeah. Thank you, State Fire Marshal. The Emporia High School debate team got off to a great start this past weekend, participating in their first tournament of the season at Washburn Rural. 11 of our students placed in the top 10, and 4 of our students came home as champions. We know that their coach, Mr. Adam Moore, is extremely proud of his team and excited for the season. Under his leadership, the debate team has seen a large increase in student participation. Congratulations to Mr. Moore and the EHS debate team.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. And We must mention, too, that Allison has to trim this down a little bit due to time constraints, because there's a lot of good stuff.
There is a lot of good stuff. Thank you, Ron.
Going on in the district, and we're happy that you're able to come in and present just some of them every month here. And part of that is this is kind of an exciting time of the year when we get teachers nominated for deserving awards, and you have many outstanding teachers here in the district, and we're fortunate to be able to highlight some this morning, Allison. That's exciting.
Yes. We went last week, I believe it was Wednesday, at each of the buildings, and the teachers who were nominated did not know that it was coming, so it was a great surprise, and colleagues are very proud of them.
Well, we have a number of them with us here this morning. Mrs. Megan Powers, elementary nominee for the 2024 Kansas Teacher of the Year. Riverside Elementary, first grade teacher. We have Mrs. Misty Lawson, secondary nominee for the 2024 Kansas Teacher of the Year, Emporia Middle School. Miss Jenna Hawkins, elementary nominee for the 2023 Kansas Horizon Award. She's a Village Elementary kindergarten teacher. And Miss Kim Altus, secondary nominee for the 2023 Kansas Horizon Award, a business teacher at Emporia High School. Let's see if I can get everyone locked in here. Megan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good morning, Misty.
Good morning.
Jenna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got you all here.
Hey.
Congratulations to
all. Congratulations. Megan, I wanted to start with you because we had a chance to talk with you last week, and honestly, you seem to be pretty overcome by the nomination as it was announced in the special meeting.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a surprise.
Talk about really what, you know, got you. I love the story that you told me about kind of what got you into the classroom, and kind of sounded like you were resisting for a while, but it sounds like once you were in a classroom setting, you knew this is where you needed to be.
Yeah. When I first started, when I went to college, I was actually a business degree, and I just really hated it, and I knew that I did not want to sit in an office and stare at numbers all day. And all my life, I kind of grew up around teachers. My grandpa was a teacher and a principal for a very long time in a small community. And so seeing how he was able to help so many people and hearing all of the stories really made me want to be able to do the same. And so once I switched to elementary education and got into the classroom and really got to start working with the kids, I knew that's where my passion was.
When you had that passion, it sounds like, too, that your students really helped to kind of fuel your passion on a daily basis as well.
Oh, absolutely. They're kind of like little puzzles, and working on those puzzles every day to figure out how to best help them and serve them, that's kind of what fuels it.
Before we let you go here, Megan, talk about, too, kind of how this nomination, let alone possibly getting the award here within the next few months, but how the nomination, I guess, maybe helps to recharge you.
You know, it's kind of a tough time in education right now for educators. There's a lot more that goes along with it besides just working with the kids, and that part can get kind of overwhelming at times and frustrating. And I think this helps to show that hard work is being seen by others, not only for us that were nominated, but all of our colleagues and staff members as well. And it kind of fuels that fire, like, okay, we are doing good things, and just helps to recharge and continue.
So when will the winners be announced, you know, Megan?
I think the timeline would be our applications are due in November, and then there will be a regional announcement in March, and then the state announcement in September.
Okay, so you have an application process to go through now?
Yes.
So what exactly does that entail?
It's a fairly lengthy process. We have, for our application, there's quite a few things that we have to gather to turn into the state so that they can see all the things that we've done in our teaching career. We have some recommendation letters to gather. We have a resume to write. And then just some things about our teaching career, so like how our lessons go, some projects that we've done, and really what our message is that we want to get out, and then that will be turned in for our application. And then there's a a team that will look over those applications, and then that's where the selection process will start for regionals, and then that will narrow it down for the state nominees.
Well, Megan, congratulations on your nomination. Good to talk to you, and keep up the great work. First grade teaching at Riverside Elementary.
Thank you very much.
Megan Powers, nominated for the 2024 Kansas Teacher of the Year. Again, Riverside Elementary first grade teacher. Let's bring in Misty Lawson, secondary nominee for the 2024 Kansas Teacher of the Year, Emporia Middle School, 8th grade ELA teacher. Misty, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us, Misty. So were you surprised when you were confronted with your nomination?
I was surprised. I was very honored. It's something that I've watched teachers get for many years and always wanted to aspire to be like them. And so when it was my name called, I was very excited and also just feel privileged to represent USC 253.
Well, Misty, a little bit about your education background. What got you into the teaching field?
Teaching was something that I decided that I wanted to do in high school and just decided to come to Emporia State. And that was very many years ago. And so when I entered the teaching field, I'm actually certified elementary ed, kindergarten through ninth grade, and started at the elementary level and have moved on to the middle school level. And I feel like this is where I'm meant to be. These are the kids that I want to work with.
I was going to ask, that was going to be my next question, is kind of what pointed you to middle school as opposed to other grade levels. Let me ask you here, how do you reach out to your students, and what's your teaching philosophy?
My teaching philosophy is first to build relationships. I share often a lot of stories about my own personal life and get them to open up about theirs. We make sure that we understand that we can all make mistakes and fail, but it's okay to keep trying. That's the most important thing, is to continue to try to do our best every day. And so after building relationships, then they are willing to start working harder for me, and I kind of advance the rigor and get them to think critically about what we're reading.
So what is your application timeline, Misty?
My application timeline is the same as Mrs. Powers from the elementary level. My first application is due on November 7th, and then that will be narrowed down again in March or April, and then finished in September of next year.
So is everybody excited about the upgrades on construction that's going to be happening at the middle school?
Yes, we are. It's something that we watch daily out the window. It's absolutely wonderful. But we're absolutely excited. I'm hoping that I get one of the new classrooms.
Oh, there we go. Allison, note that.
Put the early plug in.
I've already requested what room I want. I'm not sure that will happen, but I'm hoping.
Well, we're pulling for you, Misty, right now. It's
great.
This is the time to talk about it.
See, and along with the percentage of construction complete that Allison provides us with every month, we need to be asking her now, did Misty get her classroom?
There you go.
No, that will not happen right away. That will not happen until at least the 100% mark.
Gotcha. Well, Misty, thanks so much for joining us here today. Congratulations on the nomination, and best of luck as you go forward.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's bring in Jenna Hawks, elementary nominee for the Horizon Award from Village Elementary. Jenna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
Good. What was it like to get the nomination?
It was very exciting. I actually received a call from my principal after I got home, and I'm not going to lie, I was a little nervous to answer the call because I had no idea why she was calling me after hours, but I was glad I did. I answered, and she asked me if I had checked my email, and so I pulled up my email, and there it was, and it was really exciting to get to see that all of my hard work had really paid off.
What is, I guess, what pointed you to kindergarten as opposed to other grade levels?
Well, I have worked quite a bit with kids for the last 6-7 years. In high school, I worked with clubs that did things with students. I also worked at the Boys and Girls Club, and then I did summer camp jobs. And so I've worked with all ages of students in elementary. So I have always been a very bubbly person, and I like to tell stories when I'm teaching and really add those fun little magical aspect, if you will. And I've always found that the younger students really resonate with that. They get excited when I pull out my puppet, my puppet lion, rather than like the fifth graders. So I think my personality just fits well with teaching the littles.
You sound bubbly. I know that. That's coming across, which is
well,
a good thing. Good thing. So how long you been teaching, Kim?
This is my...
Or Jenna, excuse me.
This is my start of my second year teaching. I've been at Village my whole time teaching so far.
So what is your application timeline on this, Jenna?
I have a few essays that I have to write, and then I reached out to a few members of the community that really helped me last year. And we have to have all of those done and sent into the state by October 14th.
What does it mean for you, Jenna, that you're chosen as essentially a teacher to watch here with this Horizon Award process?
It is truly a honor. You know, a lot of people talk about your first year, even your first 5 years teaching, are really challenging. It is definitely true. There are definitely highs and lows to last year. And it was really incredible to see that the good work that I was doing was noticed, because it's very easy to get down on yourself when all of your lessons don't quite work out exactly how you plan to, so you have to adapt. And to know that that's okay and that you're still doing good work, even if your ideal plan isn't going to fruition.
Well, your education teaching career is off to a stellar start, Jenna. Congratulations on your nomination, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
All right, let's bring in Kim Alta, secondary nominee for the 2023 Kansas Horizon Award, Emporia High School business teacher. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Thanks for taking some time to join us. First, congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about Kim and how Kim Altus got started in education and the teaching field. What turned you this way into the field of education?
Yeah, so I remember being, you know, really little all my life. I would always say, I want to be a teacher. And then as I got into high school, I realized how much I loved the business world. And it wasn't until about my junior, senior year when I realized I could combine those two passions and actually become a business teacher. So I did some research, found out that ESU has a business ed program, and I ended up here, and right away I started in the classroom, and I've loved every day since I've started.
What is it about, I guess, the fact that you're, you know, doing what you love, but finding out that what you thought you would, you know, would love is actually what you love doing in the classroom?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I know business is one of those things that you either love it or you hate it almost. And so being able to share my passions with students who are also really passionate about business is amazing. I get to kind of give my own experiences to them, and having those talks about what is going on in the real world and how do we build your future and all of those, I think, is an amazing way to connect with them on a deeper level than I ever thought would be possible.
So, Kim, what was your reaction when you found out you received the nomination?
Yeah, I think I cried a little bit. I got the email on my birthday, actually, so it was probably the most wonderful birthday present I could ever have. And I remember calling my parents right away and telling them, I got the award. So it was definitely something that I didn't know I was capable of receiving. And now seeing that, it's definitely kind of boosted my confidence and what I know I can do.
One other question here, Kim, is basically how this really, I guess, maybe refocuses you and kind of lifts you up here as you go through the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, being a teacher, there's a lot of things that are hard with it, but now I see all the potential I have. I know others around me have seen it, and now I get to see, you know, my hard work. I actually did good last year. And so as a first-year teacher, you're always comparing yourself to those around you, and now I can see I'm learning, I'm growing, and I can do anything I want to in this world, and it's an amazing feeling.
Well, Kim, congratulations on the nomination, and we appreciate
your
time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good day to you, too. Well, Dr.
You.
Harder, We had one more, but I guess she is busy in the airport catching a flight, right?
That's true. She was boarding the plane. She was very disappointed. She was actually hoping for a delay.
Oh,
what? The one time.
The one time things move on time.
Doggone airlines. Mm-hmm. On time airlines. I like that. And that was Martha McKay?
Yes, yeah. Emporia High School science teacher.
Yeah, and she was a 2023 Emporia Master Teacher and Kansas Master Teacher nominee. And Martha's boarding a flight and not able to join us here this morning. So we'll have to get Martha on, maybe on another program down the road.
Yeah, I did want to share the Kansas Horizon Award is when the teacher has completed their first year of teaching.
Okay.
First full year of teaching. And so any school in the state of Kansas can nominate an elementary nominee and then nominate a secondary.
Okay.
Just a little clarification there, because the Kansas Teacher of the Year, that you have a lot more years of experience required, mm-hmm. and there's a number of requirements before you're able to apply.
That's why they both said this was their second year teaching.
That is correct.
Well, things are going well. Well, congratulations to all your nominees. It's an exciting time, and obviously means a lot to them, too, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So excited, and it does. It inspires other colleagues, and just it's a great jolt of positivity that we need.
Well, that's what we get every month here with our Emporia Showcase, is a jolt of positivity. We like that. We look forward to it every month. Well, Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
Thanks Allison. Appreciate it.
You bet. And thanks to Megan Powers, Misty Lawson, Jenna Hawks, and Kim Altus for joining us here this morning on the Emporia Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It's 8:47. Good morning. Wash and Vac is state-of-the-art in automatic car washes.
It adjusts for the size of your car for maximum effectiveness.
Then comes a two-step pre-sub.
A tire cleaner.
A rocker panel blaster.
Undercarriage rust inhibitor and wash.
A conditioner and wax with UV protection.
Followed by a spot-free rinse.
And high-performance dryers.
Wash and Vac on West Highway 50 across from Bluestem Farm and Ranch.
Where dirty cars love to go.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, beat the largest timeshare company in federal court and has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know.